to not necessarily a larger city, but one with a more opportunity.
How does Birmingham not have?
I mean, you have opportunity here, but it's built up around steel and steel production. And I mean, yeah, sure, you got your insurance salesman and your car salesman and your doctors and lawyers and all that. But I guess 2/3 of the jobs are at the steel mills, or related, you know, businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're, you know, you gotta have about 8 years to be a doctor or a lawyer, so that shoots that out.
Uh-huh.
And if you were gonna be like me in electronics, it's just not much here to go into, because none of your large companies are located here. They have branches, but they're not, you know, they don't need what I'm going to be doing here.
No.
Huntsville, or...
What exactly are you going to be doing with electronics, or have you decided?
That's a good question. I'm going to try... I think I want to go into radar.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to have some computer work to fall back on if I needed to. And like at Huntsville, IBM has a big headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
Where they take computer people that know how to work on computers, program them, talk to them, give them talk back to them. And Birmingham just doesn't have any. And as far as radar communications, about the only place here really that you might have a decent, good paying job, and that would be at the airport, in which I think that people out there have jobs wrapped up, because I don't think they're going to be quitting. So you get on a seaport or a city on the ocean, and there's plenty of opportunity for communications and radar.
Mm-hmm. What cities are you thinking about?
Wherever they'll have.
Miami.
Norfolk, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Jacksonville, Florida. Pascagoula, Mississippi.
I haven't heard of that one.
Have you ever heard of Ingalls Shipbuilding?
Uh-uh.
They build all the big Navy ships. And of course every ship has to have a radar in it. And I wouldn't want to go to the West Coast or anything. I mean, it's liable to fall into the ocean any day now. But yeah, just some place that had, you know, more opportunity to choose, like you get electronics training. You get electronics training and you can almost fall into any type of electronics.
Mm-hmm.
Radar, communications.
Can you explain to me exactly what's involved in the whole radar thing you're talking about?
Radar.
Ships, yeah, I don't understand it.
Ships have a system, a radar system that when they're in the water and they can send electronic signals to the bottom. And when it hits the bottom, the signal will echo back up. And it'll pick it up and it'll tell how deep it is or what's, you know, it really electronically shows a picture of what's on the bottom of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
If you know how to read it. I mean, you know, not a picture, but it numbers mainly, and it'll tell you what's on the bottom. And these radar have to be kept in perfect working order. And somebody has to know how to service them and repair them and keep them running, you know, right. And the only person that would really be qualified to do it is somebody that understands electronics, because that's what they basically run on. I mean, you might could fool with a transistor radio or work on a color TV, but it's twice as hard and it's a lot different.